When they approached the vehicle, they saw one of the suspects with a handgun pointed toward their direction, Hall said. One of the officers said, "Watch out, they've got a gun." At that time, we had several officers fire into the vehicle. The passenger in the front exited and fled into an open field. He was carrying a handgun, and several officers fired at him. All the shots were fired in just a few seconds. Hall said that after the firing stopped, two officers approached the car and fired four more shots into it when they saw two of the suspects were moving around, reaching down to a floorboard where a gun was. A total of 23 shotgun blasts and 12 shots from 45 caliber handguns were fired by police at the suspected robbers, Hall said. Several residents in the area said they were awakened by the gunfire and shouts of the police officers. "My husband yelled to me to call the police," said Rhonda Karachi, whose apartment also offers a view of the shooting area. "I looked out the window and said, 'Hey, it is the police.'" Attorney calls special LAPD squad assassins as civil rights trial opens. Courts. Case will focus on tactics of special investigations officers who fatally shot three robbers. January 10, 1992. Members of a controversial Los Angeles police squad who fatally shot three men after a 1990 robbery in Sunland were called assassins with badges Thursday by an attorney representing the families of the dead men in a civil rights lawsuit. Attorney Stephen Yagman made the allegation during opening statements in a U.S. District Court trial that will focus on the tactics of the police department's Special Investigations Section, a 19-member surveillance unit that targets suspects in serious crimes. The families of the three men killed in the February 12, 1990 shooting, along with a fourth robber who was shot but survived, charge that the SIS is a death squad that follows suspects, allows them to commit crimes, and then frequently shoots them when officers move in to make arrests. "What they do is attempt to terminate the existence of the people they're following," Yagman told the 10 jurors hearing the case. Deputy City Attorney Don Vincent countered that the officers acted properly and that the SIS is a valuable police tool. "This is a necessary organization that most police departments have," he said. "It's even more important in Los Angeles, a city of 365 square miles, where the criminals are just as mobile as the police."